Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal! Soccer.
Well, can the Melbourne City juggernaut be halted? It has become a weekly conversation point, and now it is the turn of Perth Glory to test their wares against the runaway leaders. Melbourne will put one hand on the premiership with another win at home later today. They can also put their name in the record books with a ninth straight victory, which would equal Sydney FC's tally set back in 2009-10. Let's catch up with the coach ahead of kickoff, Joe Montemurro, the Melbourne City women's coach. It's been a great season so far. G'day, Joe. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
A big game against the Glory today. Obviously, you know, when you win so many games straight, I imagine from a coaching point of view, it's just continuing to make sure the girls are focused, working on different things. But I imagine there's a lot of confidence in your camp at the moment.
Oh, look, there's a lot of confidence, but, you know, it's all about approaching the game. You know, the old coaching cliche, just take one game at a time, and that's what we're doing. We're really focused on making sure that we do the right things for this week and then worry about the weeks to come.
Just in terms of the dynamics of your squad today, any changes, Joe?
Look, Laura Alloway is just coming through a small injury from National Camp this week, so she'll be rested, and Rebecca Stott will just slot in there.
Perth Glory, take me inside them and what you're sort of thinking in regard to how they'll sort of match up today. They're in seventh spot at the moment, so obviously a fair gap between the two teams in terms of the win column this season, but whether it be the men or the women, those that come from Perth, normally bring a pretty tough sort of approach.
Look, they're a good side. I think they've just had an indifferent year, finding a little bit of consistency. But look, they're going to be very, very difficult to beat. And look, they're all going for that final spot. I think there's from fourth down, I think, to seventh or eighth, there's still an opportunity to make finals football. So they're going to make it very, very tough for us. So we're expecting a very tough game.
Joe, who's the player, or is there maybe a couple of players in your squad that have surprised you, that maybe, you know, taken steps forward that you didn't quite think they were capable of, that are sort of, you know, really sort of snuck under the guard a little bit in your squad this season?
Oh, look, I think the younger players, Beattie Goad, Mariana Tabane, have been absolutely fantastic. Trudy Burke from Western Sydney Wanderers last year has been absolutely amazing in goal. Look, it's always hard to pinpoint, and I think the reality is that the squad, whatever job each player has been called to do, has just done it fantastically, and I think it's all credit to everyone just challenging each other at training and challenging each other on and off the park.
And just in terms of the support the team is getting, obviously you're playing at a couple of different venues, although you've played quite a few at CB Smith Reserve, which I think is out in Faulkner, am I right in saying?
It's out in Faulkner, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
What's sort of been the general support for the girls? And obviously on such a winning streak, do you feel like that support is sort of continuing to grow every week?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think it's pretty much summarised by our commercial department. They are just absolutely amazed at the amount of requests we're getting for girls to go out and do appearances and just to be involved. And look, I think it's just sort of echoed the reality of the way Melbourne City have gone about the women's team. It's part of the club. It's not an isolated team, and we're all one group. So I think we're getting the rewards off the field, both in membership and support through all the club, and the girls have just been absolutely amazing in what they've brought to it.
Joe, would a few of the girls gone last night to watch the men play, or do you take the opportunity when you can as a group maybe to go along and watch the guys and, you know, certainly pick up anything, learn things?
Absolutely. We were all, most of us were there last night, all together as a group. And look, it's up to the girls. Some of them like to relax the night before a game and don't want to go, but we're definitely included and inclusive. And and look, it's an important part of what the club is trying to achieve with all the groups. I mean, we spend a lot of time together, and a lot of the guys and girls interact at the CFA facility in between training and so on. And it's just absolutely amazing. So we're privileged to be privy to that.
Well, if you want to get out and see Melbourne City and you've got nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon, you haven't seen them before, looking for nine straight wins, they take on the Perth Glory CB Smith Reserve out there in Faulkner. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon. Joe, I wish you all the best, and let's hope the winning streak continues.
Thanks again.